Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio show. My guest for this morning is Kathy Curran. Kathy is a lifestyle and communication expert, speaker, and host of Holistic Children's Radio. Kathy and I will be discussing her latest book, Me Plus You. The book is an interactive journal series which helps parents and children communicate effectively in their own unique way. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Johnny. I am great and so happy to be with you on From My Mama's Kitchen today. So thanks for having me.
Wonderful. It's a pleasure to have you on the air with me. Me Plus You is a beautifully designed journal. Thanks for creating a wonderful way in getting parents and their children to communicate more effectively. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let us start by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Well, Johnny, I grew up at a time when divorce was not as common as it is now. So that had a profound effect on me as a child, maybe me more so than some of my other siblings, because I am a sensitive person. I had a lot of anxiety around that situation, but also wound up getting married quite young with this you know, concept of my father leaving when I was in sixth grade. So from there, you know, of course, as we all go into situations, I always laugh a little bit at myself because people will say, you know, getting married so young. I met my ex-husband at 15, got married at 18, and people will say to me, what were you thinking? Well, Johnny, I wasn't thinking. How could I be thinking to make a decision of that sort? So through that, again, my whole goal was to not recreate what I lived through, the turbulence and all the changes that happen when relationships don't work out. However, you know, I wound up going through my own divorce. And through that process, I realized how important, one, our thoughts are and what goes on in our mind, that conversation with ourselves, and secondly, how that affects everyone around us. So that really propelled me into doing what I'm so passionate about, is helping families and parents and people who really want to strengthen relationships, whether that's couples or in a corporate environment, because I really believe that underlying so many of our problems is our lack of knowing how to communicate what we're thinking, feeling, or expecting, you know, from our lives. So that really, kind of in a nutshell, how I came to this point.
Excellent. I understand you went through life experiences that put you in the situation where you're at today, and good or bad is the kind of thing about life's journey. And so you have so much to offer from that perspective, having experienced all the things that you went through. It's a human nature that we all need to be accepted. And I think we make decisions, even though we may not have the best thinking process that's going through our mind. But in the end, we're seeking acceptance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to go back to something you said about the life experiences. You know, coming out of my divorce and really taking a look at myself, what I've come to realize is everything leads us to this moment. And I don't look at life anymore as good or bad. I look at it, as you said, as the experience. And what is it that we're here to do? And what do we share? And all of that experience take with me is just a component of how I can interact with another person. And so, absolutely, I think that if we can accept each other for who mm-hmm. we are and allow someone to live authentically, it's the greatest gift that we have to offer each other.
Wonderful. Why did you decide to pursue a degree in psychology with the emphasis on integrative health and interpersonal communication?
Well, as I said earlier, I really feel that the breakdown of relationships comes from our miscommunication or just not knowing what we don't know. I think we all know how to say words and we learn how to make great sentences, but are we really effective in understanding other people and listening? And are we able to communicate what's really going on within us? And the other part of that is these things also affect our body physiology. And a lot of research has been done in those areas. So this idea of mind, body, spirit, emotional connection has drawn me to those areas because, again, that is based on my life experience and learning how to do things differently. So I find this a really fascinating area, and it is the direction of where psychology is moving at this time. So it's really an exciting time to be out and working with others on creating a better quality of life.
Interesting. You talk about life experiences and so forth. Specific things that happened that led you to focus your educational discipline on families, communication, and work-life balance, which is a tremendous challenge in this generation. What life experiences led you to focus your educational discipline on families and work-life balance, which is actually the challenges that we are currently facing in this generation?
Yes. Well, as a single parent, Johnny, I was picking up the pieces of my own life. I was out working. I was coming home trying to take the time to spend with my kids because I knew that whatever time I was investing in them would show up later. But here was the key component is I have this underlying question of I knew I needed to do things differently, but I didn't know how. I wanted to break those patterns of my past to help my children grow up a more emotionally stable. But the key component for me was, how do I do this thing? How do I become a better parent when there are so many pieces scattered within myself? So this is this idea of integrating all of these different components in parts of ourself was important. And so this work balance, work-life balance component comes into to this idea that if I'm having a problem at home with my kids, the chances are that I'm going to still be feeling that or sensing or thinking about that while I'm on the job. So the idea of social support, the idea of being able to find better ways to communicate, whether that be with our kids, but establishing tolerance and learning to respect each other's opinion. And this is where, to me, the journal is valuable because it provides an outlet for us to understand that we can still love and care each other, we can still be good friends, we can have strong relationships, yet have a different perspective, because that's really how we're living our lives, is from the perspective and the experience that we have as individuals.
So true, because you cannot bring harmony at work home. However, you can always bring harmony at home to work.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think that if we can look at our life as a continuum instead of compartmentalizing, I think we're more effective at everything that we do. And so, and here's the thing, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting is one of the most important jobs we will ever hold. And I think we need to value that as a society and understand that as parents now, we've got so many things that we're expected of us, and we are living in different times from when, a father could go out people could live on one salary. So we need to find different ways to support each other in this. And I always think about when I'm out at the market, or I'm in a place where I'm seeing a parent struggling with a child, my heart just goes out to them, because I think instead of having this critical view of what they might be doing, if we can say, look at it as, how can we help this situation? How can we support parents in this process? Because this is a job we go into with really very little training, if we have any.
Interesting. It's very true. Your journal focuses on early childhood development, in this case, of course, communication. How do the dynamics of early relationships within the family shape the rest of our lives?
It has a profound effect on who we're becoming. We know that, our biology, our genetic makeup is a factor. However, it's not all of it. And more we're learning the importance of the environment that we are in as a young child, and of course at those early years. Now, the journal is based not just on communication, but also on how a child is feeling, because I think as parents, it's easy for us sometimes, and I've done this, so I'm talking from my own experience. If a child is upset or whatever, we're saying, oh, it's not such a big deal. Oh, it's okay. And try to kind of downplay those feelings. So being able to allow a child to express themselves, they're dealing with the feelings, they're dealing with their thoughts in real time. And from a long-term perspective, this provides an opportunity for them to be validated and not putting things away which later have the predisposition for things like addiction or bad relationships or, negative types of behaviors. Whereas I always think when we're raising our children, we're not just raising children, we're raising parents, and that become grandparents. So this lineage goes on. So whatever we can set up as far as communication in a compassionate, loving, tolerant way really has long-term effects, not just on our own family, but every person that child interacts with throughout their life.
Very interesting. So what is the motivation behind the concept Me Plus You interactive journal series?
Well, the concept is, let me step back and talk about my own journaling practice. I started journaling in 1983, and this was when I was realizing the underlying, breakdown of my relationship. And I wasn't feeling hurt, so I started journaling on my own. It became kind of my outlet in my way of trying to understand my own conversation, the conversation with myself. However, for a child to be able to begin a process of reflecting and thinking about thinking, so much of our life is, as a young child, becomes an observing other people. But if we can help children understand how to look introspectively, we're really providing a great service. So the idea of having an opportunity for both a parent and a child to write something, one thought, it's a very simple process, one thought each day, and it mostly works around a feeling that a child may go through throughout, their day's experience, so they can try to understand that. But the beauty of allowing a child to write down that feeling along with a parent, again, provides an opportunity for complete acceptance, for a parent to understand what really a child is trying to express versus what we would like the child to express. I mean, it's just, these are just natural things. So many parents in conversations that I've had with them, we all say, we're not going to do the things that we thought were detrimental that our parents did, but we all do them. It's a natural instinctual thing because that's the environment that we grew up in. But being able to work with your child not only provides this opportunity for complete acceptance, but it provides time, which is a valuable component of what a child needs as they're growing. So the idea of the journal was to now be able to bind stories together, bind who we are together in a way that creates this really true, authentic connection.
So in other words, you feel like journaling is an effective way in terms of parents communicating with their child.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because, again, it's going back to allowing the child to express what's happening for them rather than assuming what the child is thinking. And it also is providing the vehicle for the child to understand what they're feeling. Children learn, they don't automatically know what to do with their feelings. They don't always know what they're feeling.
Right,
and so
right.
this gives some expression to that. And like I said, I think that if we can understand what someone is saying, because even in the English language, there are words that, depending on our perspective, we in our minds, we're receiving them as something different. So, yes, I think that communication really creates a lot of different social skills. And the fact that you're interacting with this daily also adds a really strong bonding component for a child and a parent or couples.
Very interesting. How is your journal different and unique from other journals?
The two areas that it is different, Johnny, is one, that it's an interactive journal. You know, most people, if they're journaling, they have their own, they're doing it individually. So this is providing, as I said, a means for stronger communication and understanding for two human beings. And then the other is we have the prompts, which are based on some sort of feeling that you may go through. And then each day you have a gratitude page so that you can consider, regardless whether you're feeling angry. Some days you might be feeling happy. Other days, you might want to share some frustration over something. But gratitude has a strong component for our overall health. And people are happier that are grateful. They take better care of themselves. So, again, it's establishing habits, lifelong habits. And when we go back to this integrative health, these are things that they're doing with people who are cancer patients, for anxiety, variety of things. But if we can establish healthy habits young, I believe we can alleviate some of those health issues later on. So the two areas that are different about the journal is the interactive component and then this idea that we have a prompt, and it helps people really take a look at how we can have the same feeling, but our thoughts may be different.
Interesting. You mentioned the difference between two words.
Well, we often use them synonymously, and I want to clarify the difference, because it goes back to how important our thought process is on our physical body and our health. An emotion is kind of how our body responds. If we look back through, you know, history and it, our emotion, this part of our response where the body kind of, the heart beats faster, we might perspire a little bit. You know, when we're in a situation where we're feeling like we need to do something, that's kind of how our body is responding from this emotional level. It's an automatic, it's a quick response. And feeling is what we're kind of our mind response. So it's that thought process of what we're thinking about what's happening, and it, which comes a little bit later. And the concern with this, Johnny, is some of us can shut that off. We can, this really frightens me, or, oh, I'm so angry at that guy that just pulled out in front of me on the road, and let it go, where others can keep that anger going and the thought process keeps moving. And that feeling is what keeps us caught up in this trap and kind of holds us hostage. So the idea of understanding the difference is we can have a feeling. There's nothing wrong with the feeling. We have a tendency to say anger is bad, feeling joyful is good. However, we can't get around all of those feelings. So being able to understand we can feel this, but feelings aren't facts. Feelings are transient, and being able to process them in real time, being acknowledged, letting them, kind of releasing them and going forward is an important part of the thought process. And so journaling to me is providing a mirror for our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And through that process, we're able to really reflect and see where we can make changes, because change can come just by changing one thought. So understanding the difference of, okay, I might be feeling this right now, but one thing I do have control of is my thoughts and the choice to change them.
Very interesting. Well, in going through your interactive journal, one of the things that came to mind is this. When someone journals, it's an afterthought. Everything has already happened. So now you're pouring all that emotions, I guess, feelings on paper as an afterthought. Whereas in your intuition, I can see how we are actually preparing, being mindful, being able to kind of, okay, let's focus on this, let's work on this together. So there's a preparation of a mind-body experience in terms of, okay, how do we frame this story, this memorable experience that we're about to engage with our loved ones? And I think that's a crucial thing. The other thing, when you talk about state of emotion, emotion is a state of being. So sometimes you don't have control over that from a standpoint because things triggered your experiences or the things that you've been exposed to, environment kicks in more into the emotional state of mind in a situation, so to speak, whereas a feeling is a triggered reaction based on something that happens. And I think the interactive journal that you have allows a parent to say personal time out and regroup, refocus, and now actually plan how am I going to communicate effectively with my loved one.
It's very well put, Johnny. And you're absolutely right in this idea that we're looking at, okay, this happened, this is how I felt. And really what it's allowing us to do is see, oh, you know what, I did this before and that didn't work. So is there another way that I can do this thing, make this different? And the only way that we really can come to that realization is by taking the time to understand what our behavior even is. Because most of it is is, like you said, it's reactive. It's automatic. There might be a trigger. We may not even be aware. And again, I'm speaking from my own experience. There are times that I feel something, I walk away, and maybe an hour later I go, oh, that's what was going on. But this comes from the awareness of, again, working with really what is that conversation in my own head. And I also one thing that I think the journal also represents is understanding our own conversation, because sometimes the things we say to ourselves we would never say to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
And so being able to be more compassionate towards ourselves helps us to be more compassionate to others. And so they're just, to me, this concept came from not only the idea that we need to look from another perspective,
mm-hmm.
and even with our children, because you know, they're years back, it was, you know, children were to be seen, not heard. However, as I said, we're preparing them to contribute to society, and all of these social skills are really important for leadership. For actually, if a child has anxiety, they're not going to learn as well. It is a cognitive ability. So being able to process feelings and understand what they're feeling is an important part of creating a healthy human being. So for me, this really was, as I said, it just made sense to me. But where it really made sense, Johnny, was, and I think all parents can relate to this, is if you have two or three children or more, you know that they all have different little personalities. And so you can
mm-hmm.
say one
mm-hmm.
thing, and again, based on their perspective and temperament, they're going to hear it differently. And I used to think, okay, I said the same thing. Why
mm-hmm.
are they doing things differently? So from that perspective, we're allowing our children to be individual, to be who they are, and to just gain understanding and establish a relationship, allowing that versus trying to put them and have them become something they're not.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You talk about children, giving them the opportunity to express themselves and share their feelings, and you talk about parents sharing and expressing their feelings as well. How does this sort of interaction prepare both the parent and the child from a perspective of not being, I guess, for lack of a better term, being judgmental of each other?
Well, one of the things, Johnny, is that we have to be cognizant that written and spoken words have power. When we put something on paper, we're viewing it completely different than if it's just ruminating in our mind. So from the perspective of a parent being able to see this, and I think this is what's interesting about working together. And of course, you said a really key point is parents are allowing their child to just express without judging. It's very easy for us to want to put a meaning towards what's going on with somebody else. But allowing that non-judgment helps us to, instead of fighting with each other, we can look and see what the challenges are and work on the challenges together. And again, it just gives this idea that we don't have to think the same. There's something very healing, very wonderful that happens when we are allowed to express ourselves and be accepted for whatever we're feeling.
And the need to do this is because communication does have a direct effect on the quality of one's life, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, going back to what we talked about earlier, it has negative effects on both our physical and mental health. You know, poor relationships you know, kind of stagnant, this idea of being able to regulate our emotions, to manage conflict, to, you know, effectively interact with others. And we can't get around. We are interacting all the time, whether, as I said, with our families or at school, work, neighbors. But here's what's really a concern is violence and suicide are often linked to interpersonal deficits, Johnny. So, and if you look at domestic violence, you know, aggressiveness starts through the word. It starts with what someone is saying. So communication is powerful in how we relate to each other in the world.
Very interesting. Why did you feel it is important to create the journal in hard copy versus an online application?
Well, you know, Johnny, you have a great quote in My Mama's Kitchen. And you said, yeah, listen, you said, although we live in an information technology age, we
yes.
often find ourselves in failure to communicate situations. And as much as technology has saved us time and it has a lot of wonderful components, and for some people, you know, if you look at our service people, if you look at, you know, people that travel for their positions or whatever separates us, technology is wonderful for that purpose. And down the road, we're looking into possibility of an application for that purpose. But something happens when you look someone in the eye, when you're connecting on a human level. And again, we're looking at kind of binding a story together. When you see something on a page, it takes away that it may have when the words are or inflection in the voice. And so I feel like you can look at it more objectively.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of this is this social, we are social beings, and nothing more wonderful than sitting next to someone and being able to see the facial expressions. A majority of our communication is body language. Children need to understand how to interact on that level. So the idea of being able to have something in writing and being able to have this as a keepsake, a lot of time was taken into the designing of the product itself. It's a spiral bound. It's done with a harder paper copy so that it's more durable and can withstand young hands and you know, being moved around. But the idea of the spiral provides an opportunity also to leave the journal out in a place that the two people are comfortable in an environment where it's easy for them. You know, it's great if a parent can do this together with their child. However, if the child is maybe uncomfortable on one day, how they're feeling or having a little trouble, they can go ahead and put that input in on their own. But the beauty of the journal is that, again, it's reflective. It can show us how we've grown. It can show us our successes. It can show how being involved with another human being can make an incredible difference.
Very interesting. You mentioned about using the brain as a social organ, and you touched a little bit about the fact that we are all social in so many ways. Can you elaborate on that a little bit further?
Yes. Social support is so significant in how we live our lives. And again, I mentioned briefly about how people who don't have social support are more prone to depression and things like that. So, I mean, studies have been done where if a mom is depressed, it is very likely that that's going to have a strong effect on a child. So we come into the world and we don't, I mean, honestly, Johnny, I think if you look at your career and your work, we are a component. Who I am is a reflection of all of those people who have crossed my path. And so being able to build some tolerance for the differences that we have, different cultures have different, you know, methods and support for each other, but there's not really a right or wrong way. What we're looking at is being able to, again, be authentically yourself, but be supported in that effort. And so the social component has so many health benefits to it that I feel that this component of interacting on that level is important. Families are not the same as they used to be. I mean, we used to have these huge extended families. People were interacting on a daily basis. So this is kind of a way to kind of get back. It's a very done simplistically. There's a phrase, life is simple, but we complicate it. And so it just gives a little way that we can stay engaged and be open to that social support instead of thinking that we have to take on the world by ourselves, because that never works.
I understand. What I'm looking at, we often think about just verbal and nonverbal communication from a perspective and audio communication. And when you take the brain as a social organ, I'm looking at the process of transference. So your behavior, your nonverbal communication, which is actually your actions, speaks louder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said earlier, we, you know, just looking into someone's eyes says so much. And so being able to understand and learn how to interact on that level, and just being even aware of your own body language. You know, looking at a child's eyes, Johnny, develops their confidence in themselves. You're reflecting, again, this, it exudes love. Back when I started years back and was working more on this component of self-esteem, I interviewed Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, who's written several books on the topic, and not only does the body physiology have, you know, or how we carry ourselves have an effect on each other. But he talked about touch. And that's a whole nother way of communicating. And he talked about how we can touch a child with love or we can touch them with distaste. And again, understanding, are we angry at our child or are we angry at what happened at work or the challenge that we face tomorrow, or the loss of a loved one that, you know, we're dealing with. And so not just, and I want to, you know, mention that as much as a benefit as the journal is for a child, it's such a great opportunity for a parent to reflect on their day and to establish this concept of gratitude, because it really builds a whole different energy.
Very true. You mentioned something that's very, very important. Are you upset at the child or are you upset at the situation? That's two different things. And sometimes your nonverbal communication by that loving touch, the expression reaches far beyond your imagination in terms of the child knowing that you are not upset with the child, but rather at the situation. And it's important to be able to compartmentalize those two.
Yes, and be aware of it. And here's the thing, Johnny, children do the same thing. They may hold off on a feeling. They may be in school where they can't express their anger or, you know, and I really feel that the importance of allowing the child to kind of work and learn this regulation on a daily basis only helps them in those situations where they might take a deep breath or okay, let me go through this thought and is this, you know, is this effective for me right now? So mm-hmm. it will carry through in so many different ways. But yes, being able to process things in real time is one of the benefits of working with the journal, because although you'll be writing things that have happened in the past, that opportunity provides change for the future.
Right. And also, I'm looking at your journal, the interactive sessions that you go through with your child. To me, it is a recording, a living biography. These are what I call sharing memorable experiences that will last a lifetime.
Yes, it's a slice of life, Johnny, that you will have forever. And we can all think back. Again, Mama's Kitchen talks. You talk about your nine moms and what they've said. There are gems that can be found through this process that are so significant to a child, both and the parent, because we'll go, wow, I had no idea, or wow, they really do get this. So it's that part and that keepsake component that really provides this ongoing, like you said, history, biography, and keepsake that can be cherished forever.
Right, right. It makes a big difference, though. I mean, sharing those one-to-one moments, it helps to connect at the emotional level. I think that's what the journal does.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Because when we're coming from that automatic response or this perspective of a certain way that we see the world, a lot of times we're more reacting than, you know, being a part of the world. So yes, it's feelings, as much as we try to deny them at times, are a big part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes us human.
You mentioned several times the word gratitude. Is there a reason for writing down each day what we are grateful for?
Absolutely, Johnny. Gratitude can help us manage stress. It can help us cope with our daily problems. People who are grateful take better care of themselves. They exercise more. So many things happen when we can shift our thoughts to what it is that we do have. There's a saying, be grateful for what you have, not for what you want. And so much is said just in that simple phrase. Mm-hmm. Because when we can be appreciative of where we are, from that grows so many other things. And I think there's a happiness component that comes from this gratitude practice, because it creates what we focus on. It's the same as if we're ruminating about, I'm going to, you know, do terrible on this presentation at the office. And these thoughts keep going through our mind.
Mm-hmm.
If we can stop that and say, hey, you know, I'm grateful because I have a job today. I can make a difference in this presentation. So the gratitude, it allows a person to continually reflect on the good in life, because life is a balance of all feelings, of all types of experiences, and that's what makes us who we are. So if you can look at it in a more positive light, without denying that we're going to feel angry, we're going to feel frustrated, we'll be elated with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Those things will pass. But this idea of gratitude each day will not only keep us on the right track with our thoughts, but also creates a more balanced and stress-free life.
In your Me Plus You work, you address four specific areas that are directly related to our emotions. And I know you have basically touched some of them all over during our conversation. Can you tell us specifically what are those?
The journal is one component, of course. It's one way. And I don't think it's the only way. I think that it's a simple way that we can look at addressing, you know, the thoughts and feelings that flow through us. However, meditation is another area that helps us with our attention, with keeping our body healthy and stress-free, because I just read an article that said children are one of the largest demographics of stress and anxiety, you know, situations right now. So teaching things like meditation. The other is, you know, other types of things that we can do to manage our stress, spending time in nature, being creative, doing an art project with your child. And then the last is so the work-life component, the balancing that out, because we're the same person wherever we go. We might try to present ourselves differently. However, the idea is to live our lives authentically, and it's so much more healthy for us. We have so much more to give to others. So those areas are to me, all work together and are the areas that I work with doing coaching and consulting, because we're all individuals and something might work better in a certain situation for someone than another. So I think when we can connect to something, practice it, that's the important piece.
Wonderful. You also have a book which is very interesting, which focuses on drawing. How can Draw Me Plus You help parents and their loved ones?
Thanks for asking, Johnny. The Draw Me Plus You is for younger children who may not be able to write down a sentence yet, or for older children and parents who like to express themselves artistically or switch things up to make it a little more fun. But the idea is that children, when they're younger, they are feeling, you know, we see this in tantrums when they begin to really start expressing themselves through their body. But it's another opportunity to just have a child start understanding what it is that's going on, because we do feel that emotional component, the body changes, and then we also have the thought around it. So we provide this way to express in a picture form or in a word form or sticker form, whatever a child feels comfortable doing, or, as I said, even for a parent to maybe draw something themselves and or provide the words as the child is saying them. So it's a lighter side of Plus You.
Interesting. Does your concept of Me Plus You work for adults as well?
Yes, it does. And our next project, and I wanted also, I haven't brought up my co-author, Saskia Giebel, because
sure.
She's been a big support for the project. I actually started with this journal practice, the interactive component, back in 1998. And so we've kind of brought it up to speed and made some changes. But so Saskia has been a great help in that respect. But the idea of as we're getting the journal, people are using it, the couples component, next project, because people are already asking and already ordering that journal. And I think the interest in that, Johnny, is males and females communicate differently. We all know that.
Where can someone go to buy your journals, get more information about you, and keep up with your latest happenings?
Johnny, they can go to kathycurran.com. That's kathycurren.com. I also have, a blog that I'm working on WordPress. So, and they can also follow me on Facebook, at Kathy Curran. So we'd like to engage parents and individuals in this conversation about communication and hear back of their experiences.
Wonderful. Can you share some feedback from people who have used the journals?
Johnny, there's so many good responses to the journal, mm-hmm. but I think one that stands out to me is a mom who is working with her daughter, and this was a child whose friend had moved away, and the mom was, thinking that the child was doing fine and, handling the situation until one day when they sat down to journal, and it all came out. And so they were able to have that conversation, whereas sometimes if we don't stop and take a minute to just be with someone, we really don't know what's going on in their life. So that and the fact that one of the, some key questions in the journal, things about what makes me happier, things that you do that make me happy, and parents are really appreciating what their children are saying in regard to that. And also, I think the children are happy to hear from the parents what, about that interaction. So, again, it's this idea, Johnny, that parents are finding that all kinds of interesting things about their children because they're being asked. They're being given the opportunity to present that information.
I see two great benefits for the two individuals, parents and child. From the parent perspective is that you are put in a situation in terms of not being reactionary. You have an opportunity to basically organize yourself, organize your thoughts, and communicate more effectively. From the child perspective, the child is always in the present moment. The parent, however, is never in the present moment. We seem to get away from that. We started out being in the present moment, and then somewhere along the line, because of life's challenges and everything else, we are always in transit. And
absolutely.
You can't hold a solid and effective communication if you're in transit. So the journal, what it does is that it puts you in a position where you have to be in the present moment. And guess what? The child reads that.
Yes. And I'm laughing, Johnny, because it's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. We're either in the past or in the future, but the present is all we really have, and it's where change
mm-hmm.
takes place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. You also produce and host a radio show, Holistic Children Radio. Please tell us more about that.
Holistic Children Radio was a result of my own parenting challenges, Johnny. When I was going through my divorce, I was seeking answers and wanting to learn how to become a better parent. And I had gone to a parenting class, and I walked out of there feeling so small and so kind of distraught because of the judgment that I felt around what other parents, how they were responding to some of my comments. And here I was looking for new ways and just trying to reach out to other people. And I don't think that may not be a common experience, but it was my experience. And then what happened was through reading, through listening to someone on a tape, one of my big influences and now friend is Les Brown. And I would listen to his tapes on toxic relationships and you know, how to make changes and change my thought process. So I learned a lot of how to be different through the media. So Holistic Children Radio became as a result of that experience, because I want parents to know they're doing the best that they can with what they have. We all want, I really believe that the majority of us as parents want the best, and we truly want the best for our kids. We just don't know what we don't know. And so it provides a platform to share different ideas, to find something that they might connect with, or just to be aware of. So that was the basis of Holistic Children. And I've had a wonderful time doing it and some really wonderful guests. So I would also, you know, suggest that if, like from My Mama's Kitchen, there are archives to go back with a variety of different topics for parents to consider. So, but that was a real labor of love for me.
Wonderful. By the way, we're coming close to the end of the hour. Since our show is about people, family, and living life, would you like to share a recipe for living with our listeners this morning?
I sure would, Johnny. And here's my recipe. Don't be afraid to try a new recipe. Sometimes it's just a change of one ingredient that can make the difference. So remember that words have power, and one day, one thought has the potential for wonderful things.
Beautiful recipe for living. Kathy, thank you for the great recipe for living and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guests will be Don Farmer and Chris Cole. Don and Chris are veterans news anchors for CNN Live Take 2. They will be discussing about their lives in the news industry and their award-winning novel, Daily News. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Kathy, it has been a pleasure. Thank you again and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Johnny. It was a pleasure to be on your program.
Thank you. Bye-bye.